This week's honoree is a Philly-based tech entrepreneur who's diversifying the pipeline by inspiring the next generation.
I think I'm a possibilitarian, someone who's not only willing to think outside of the box, but they're willing to blow the box up too.
That's John Henry, chairman and founder of the Broad Street-based Grace 3 Technologies. Founded in 2018, the wireless communications firm works with law enforcement, federal agencies, and utility companies. They deal in video transmissions and robotics, and with anyone who needs reliable connectivity.
We were able to get in early, and we were among the first African-American companies to get into these spaces.
And this past summer, John held the fourth annual Extreme 5 Teen Tech Summit, bringing more than 200 kids from across Philadelphia to Franklin Field on UPenn's campus.
It's a perfect environment to fly drones, and all the kids had a great time there.
Kids like Sinai, who's in the ninth grade and flew a drone for the very first time.
Surprisingly, I never knew how to drive drones.
At 16, kids can get a drone operator's license, earning anywhere from 60 to 80 bucks an hour. The experience could lead to a new line of work.
It's possible. It's very possible. They are pretty fun. I might use them in my free time as well.
The middle and high schoolers played with robotic dogs, got lessons on law enforcement equipment. They flew drones and got up close and personal with cutting-edge technology. John's goal? Ignite genius in kids from low-wealth communities through immersive experiences.
It's experiential learning at its finest because you have to really feel and see and touch these technologies to be exposed to them.
It was just so empowering, Jerry, to see, you know, how those kids' eyes really lit up. And that's all John Henry. My name is Darius Jones. I'm the founder and president of the National Black Empowerment Council, a national African-American leadership network based in the city of Atlanta. Fortunate to know John Henry as he's one of the leading board members.
NBEC partnered with John to take the Teen Tech Summit to the Bronx and Brooklyn in New York, as well as to Chicago and beyond.
John is the epitome of somebody who has really succeeded mightily. And instead of kind of just taking his chips and just retiring to a life of leisure and self-indulgence, John is the exact opposite of that.
John has humble beginnings. He was constantly put in position to break barriers. Born in Norristown, he was raised in State College, Pennsylvania.
We were among the first black families that lived there in the 70s. It was quite an experience.
Growing up, seeing few people who looked like him was a challenge.
In those environments where they're complex and complicated, even at that age, you've got to figure it out pretty quickly. And then you find those commonalities. And then over time, you win people over.
John got a scholarship to the prestigious Mercersburg Academy, a boarding school about 3.5 hours west of Philly. That led to a football scholarship at Bucknell, then law school at Washington and Lee.
I was the first person in my family to attend boarding school or college or law school.
John was a real estate lawyer, then developer, then a decade ago, he's made his way to the world of technology, where the workforce is less than 4% African-American.
When you're certain places, you know, no one looks like you. And there had to be a higher purpose. And I truly believe that the higher purpose is to be a vessel to sort of share my experiences with the next generation.
But he needed money, so he officially launched Grace 3 in 2018.
And every year, we've just been chopping wood, chipping away, expanding our markets, sharing our technologies.
Getting government contracts and growing the company meant he could launch philanthropic programs. He started by giving 10 scholarships to summer camp at Mercersburg, but he wanted to do more.
I had no experience in running these kinds of programs. We just were coming from the heart with it.
In 2021, he launched the Teen Tech Summit, partnering with Microsoft, Ameresco, Philly Police, and others, bringing 150 kids to the Navy Yard. Fast forward, and the work has expanded.
Now it's just getting bigger and more fun and more dynamic.
John is definitely a good soul, 100%.
And it takes one to know one. That's Pastor Aaron Campbell, founder of Level Up Philly. If it sounds familiar, it should, because Aaron was named a good soul last season. I introduced Aaron to John, and the two hit it off.
We're committed to want to give our underserved black and brown babies par excellence.
John brought Level Up Teens to the Tech Summit, and they trained other kids on virtual reality. Level Up Teens also performed dances for the Teen Tech Summit evening community event, and now John is a part of the Level Up family.
He's now a board advisor for Level Up.
Now it'll be two good souls working together.
I hope they see technologies that inspire them. I hope that they see the pathway that they can get there.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls.